Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The problem isn't some nebulous thing. It's not about being unable to win close games or to pull it out at the end. It's that this team can't hit. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins that I hope you'll check out. Nationals 3, Pirates 1. And get this, the Pirates have now played in 43 games this season that have been decided by two or fewer runs. And that's the most in Major League Baseball. If you go back to May 23, 26 of the Pirates' last 34 games have been decided by two or fewer runs, including 15 of their last 21 losses. Now, this can be seen slash portrayed as some sort of badge of honor, as in they're right there, they're competitive, they're fighting and scrapping and clawing, even with good teams like the Rays, and it all can sound pretty good. It can sound pretty compelling. Young team, doesn't know how to win yet. And Derek Shelton, again, threw out something to that effect to the reporters in D.C. covering the game last night.
Yeah, there's definitely lessons. I mean, the Castillo play, I don't think really is a learning play on that. That was just a ball hit over his head. But, yeah, I mean, every night we go out, there's learning moments that we have to have and we have to take away. But it ultimately comes down to we have to create our own opportunities, and we're not doing that right now.
And you can do that too. You can go through everything that went wrong in the Washington eighth, whether it was a Will Crow walk, whether it was the line drive that made it over Diego Castillo's glove in right field, where he seemed to maybe alligator arm it a little bit. That comes naturally. As a baseball fan, it just does. Think about how those of us who are a little bit more experienced in that regard are able to go through every single little thing that went wrong in that Game 7 in 1992 in Atlanta. Every little decision that Jim Leland made or that a player might have committed himself to, where Bonds was positioned, what Vance Leick was trying to tell him, whether or not Cecil Espy feared crashing into the wall and left. All these little things. We love doing that. And you can do that, obviously on an infinitely smaller scale, with that eighth inning last night. But there was still a one in the R column for the visitors. And that's the actual problem. That's something that a manager is not going to be nearly as comfortable confessing, especially when the manager was a former hitting coach who's still very much involved in the hitting. Because another thing that's universally true in baseball is that managers don't like discussing or assessing hitting en masse or pitching en masse or even fielding en masse. Because when you start talking about these things in the collective, you start referencing common denominators, and that's almost always the hitting coach or the pitching coach or the manager himself. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. The first cold, ugly fact from the game last night is that Patrick Corbin, Washington's lefty who started the game, entered with a 3-10 record and a 6.66 ERA. Dude had been complete trash through the whole season, for the Nationals. What's he doing this one? He strikes out 12 and walks 2. He mows down the Pirates as if they're nothing. Brian Hayes, Brian Reynolds got on a little bit, and that was it. Other than that, it was whiff, whiff, whiff. Michael Chavis with the sombrero in the cleanup spot. This is a team that is not good at hitting other than a couple of guys. That's it. That's all there is to say about this. And, you know, I brought this up on yesterday's show, and I'm going to reemphasize it here. Everyone gets super stoked when Jack Suwinski or Diego Castillo or even Cal Mitchell, when he was here, put one over the fence. Or, in Jack's case, three of them over the fence on a single day. But the fact is that neither of these young players, nor Mitchell for that matter when he was here, are hitting for any kind of average. They're all floating around 200, and they have been all along. And not to overstate the importance of batting average, but even if you're focused on other metrics, the batting average is very rarely a healthy thing at that level. On this trip, where the Pirates are now obviously 0-5, they've scored a total of 14 runs. That's it. 14 runs. The one and only reason they've been in these games is the caliber of the pitching that they've gotten, mostly from the starter, including last night from Jose Quintana. What ends up happening is, you know, we look at the very end of the game and say, oh, Chris Stratton blew it, and oh, Will Crow blew it. Even David Bednar's blown a couple. And we say, man, the bullpen stinks. Bullpen's no good. Okay, but maybe the bullpen would be better if it weren't as worn down from constantly having to be in exactly these situations, because they never pitch with any kind of breathing room. Every time any of these guys takes the mound, it's 1-1 or 1-0 or 2-1 or 3-2. And why is that? Because this team can't hit. It needs hitters. It needs offense. And as long as I'm dropping stats on you today, here's one you won't believe. When the Pirates score 4 or more runs this season, just 4, they're 23-9. Just 4 runs. 4 stinking runs. 23-9. When they don't, when they score fewer than 4 runs, they are 6-36. What this team needs to do is not to find some, you know, Derek Jeter type mystique where they learn how to win or any of that other nonsense. They need a fourth run. When we come back, J1Q.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's J1Q comes from Jordan Vlack, who asks, plain and simple, why doesn't Derek Shelton stick up for his guys? A little context is needed here for anybody who didn't take in the game. The very end, final pitch, with a man aboard and Hoy Park representing the tying run. The home plate umpire, Jeremy Rehak, rung up Park on a pitch that had to be 6-7 inches outside. It's one of those that shows up as a meme on social media about why umpires need to give way to robots or to automation. It was just a joke. Now, I'm not broaching this, and I'm sure that Jordan isn't either, as some sort of excuse for why the Pirates lost a game. They weren't going to come back under any circumstance with this offense. It just wasn't going to happen, okay? Banking on Hoy Park to hit you a two-run bomb to tie, yeah, no, okay? So let's keep this conversation exactly where it is. One of Shelton's players was in the box in a critical situation where the umpire hosed him. And the umpire, only an inning earlier, had hosed Daniel Vogelbach at the plate as well. And Vogelbach only has one of the very best eyes in all of baseball, judging by the fact that he led the majors last year in pitches seen per plate appearance. The guy knows what's a ball and what's a strike. At no point did Shelton, at least not according to what was seen, argue, yell, come out of the dugout, nothing. Nothing. And that's become a thing that you can pretty much count on from him. And this is one of the many, many, many things that whenever I talk about how this team needs to start acting as if the games in front of them matter, this is part of it. This is part of it. It's not all about yay development, yay, let's see what this guy's got, and if we win, awesome! If we don't, oh well. That's the attitude, and that has permeated this major league team. I don't have to wonder if the players want to win. I'm around them. I hear them. I speak to them on the record, off the record. I see how down they are after a loss. I see how they handle it, including as teammates, when they win. I do not get this sense from either the general manager or the field manager, and that is troubling. I don't believe that that's a switch that can just be flipped whenever everyone declares, hey, it's okay to try to win now. You can't do that. You can't do that. This is sports. It's ultimately always about winning and losing. You can't shut that off or tune it out when the game has started and then expect in a month or two or a year or two or whenever it is to just say, wow, now this is really important. I'm really going to have to go to bat for my guys here. I'm going to have to make sure that I have their backs whenever the umpire is hosing them like that. It's a real problem. There are so many baloney criticisms of Shelton. Silly stuff, lineups. These things don't matter. Batting order. Team can't hit. What order he puts them in is irrelevant. Who he has playing this position or that position or when he brings in a reliever. This stuff is little nothing. But what I'm talking about here is a very big deal. Your players have to know that you're with them in the fight. And I'd be stunned if they felt that way. I appreciate the outstanding question, Jordan, especially your timing on it. I appreciate everyone who listens to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll do another one of these after the sixth consecutive loss this afternoon in D.C.